ads courtesy of oddshark.com. For entertainment purposes only, past performance doesn't guarantee future results. For gambling issues, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to gamblersanonymous.org.
I'm Mike James with Smooth's College Football Playoff Picks for the quarterfinals. Four teams have advanced to the next round in their quest for a national championship. They'll take on teams that had a long layoff. A lack of playing time give those schools an advantage. We'll tell you our thoughts, but first, here's how we did with our picks. Last week's results head-to-head, we were 3-1. Against the spread, we were 2-1-1. Wednesday, December 31st, it's the Cotton Bowl Classic from Arlington, Texas.
Miami, Ohio State.
The Buckeyes are favored by 9.5 points. When you look at the offensive numbers for Texas A&M, you would have thought they would have won the game against Miami. The Aggies outplayed the Hurricanes 326 to 278 in total offense, but they could only manage a field goal late in the fourth quarter to tie the game at 3. The defense got to Marcel Reed 7 times for sacks, and then it was the Mark Fletcher show. The junior running back had 17 carries for 172 yards rushing, including a 56-yard run. Carson Beck would find Malachi Torrey for an 11-yard touchdown. Miami wins at 10-3. A late-game interception by Bryce Fitzgerald would seal the victory for the Hurricanes and gives them a date with number 2-ranked Ohio State. The Buckeyes, they're looking to become the first back-to-back national champions since Georgia did it in 2021 and 22. Head coach Ryan Day has had this team playing on all cylinders all season long, but it was a narrow 13-10 loss to Indiana in the Big Ten championship game that left this team with a sour taste in their mouths and wanting a rematch. Sophomore quarterback Justin Sain led the offense with over 3,300 yards passing, 31 touchdowns, and only 6 picks given up. His preferred target is sophomore wide receiver Jeremiah Smith. As of late, he's been injured, but when he is on the gridiron, he accumulated nearly 1,100 yards receiving and 11 touchdowns on the year. Freshman running back Bo Jackson, no relation to that other Jackson, is the primary rusher, having picked up over 1,000 yards and 5 touchdowns on the year. The Buckeyes' offense is ranked 24th, but it's their defense that rules the country, only giving up 213 yards and only 8 points per game. Senior linebacker Sonny Styles leads the team in tackles with 81. Senior edge rusher Caden Curry is their sack master with 11. And 3 players, including junior defensive back Caleb Downs, are tied with interceptions with 2. One impressive stat I found in the Miami victory was that they were able to win the game with only 25% on third down attempts. It was also the lowest point total to win the game this season. The Hurricanes will need to do the same thing this week, but they're going to have to score a lot of points. Hard to do against the number one ranked defense in the country. I see the Buckeyes taking control of this game early and cruising to an easy victory. Smooth pick, Ohio State 37-13. Thursday, January 1st is the first of 3 games on New Year's Day, starting with the Orange Bowl.
Oregon, Texas Tech.
The Ducks are favored by 2 points. The Ducks made easy work of James Madison from the very beginning. Quarterback Dante Moore had a field day, throwing for 313 yards and 4 touchdowns. He also rushed in for a 5th score. And the Ducks' defense neutralized the Dukes' offense for most of the game. 51-34 was the final. It was a bittersweet end for James Madison's historic run into the postseason. They were able to get a good chunk of their points when the outcome was known. For the Ducks, their next opponent will be a much tougher task as they take on Texas Tech. The Red Raiders took home the Big 12 championship with a dominating performance over BYU 34-7. They went 12-1 on the season, with their only blemish coming from Arizona State back in October. Their quarterback is senior Berthon Morin, who threw for over 2,600 yards, 22 touchdowns, and only 4 picks on the season. His favorite targets are senior wide receivers Caleb Douglas and Reggie Virgil. On the ground, sophomore running back Cameron Dickey led the team in rushing with nearly 1,100 yards and 14 touchdowns. The offense scores a lot of points, 42 to be exact, good enough for second in the nation. Their defense is just as dangerous, as they're ranked third in the country in yards allowed and points given up. They also lead the nation in takeaways. Senior linebacker Jacob Rodriguez is the team leader in tackles with 117 on the year. Senior linebacker David Bailey is their sack master with 13.5, and junior defensive back Bryce Pollock leads the team in interceptions with 5. Looking at advantages on both sides is very elusive. The last time these two teams met was in 2023. They only met 2 other times in 91 and 92. All games were won by the Ducks. However, both of these schools have outstanding defenses, and their offenses can score at will. It would not surprise me if this game goes to several overtimes to decide who wins. Vegas oddsmakers are noticing this game and may wind up being a pick 'em by game time. So I'm going off on a limb for my decision to who has the upper hand. Smooth's picking this one. Oregon, 20-17. Now it's on to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California.
Alabama, Indiana.
The Hoosiers are favored by 7 points. Oklahoma gave the Crimson Tide everything they had and then some. The Sooners were up 17-0 in the second quarter. That's when Alabama would go on 2 separate drives and a pick 6 to tie the game at halftime. The Tide would outscore Oklahoma 17-7 the rest of the way, but not before a gallant effort by the home team that would fall short. 34-24 was the final. Quarterback Ty Simpson with 232 yards passing and 2 touchdowns. Alabama's next opponent will be a school better noted for their basketball, the Hoosiers of Indiana. The Hoosiers make their second consecutive appearance in the college football playoffs, having lost to Notre Dame in the opening round last year. This season, they improved their standing by going undefeated at 13-0 and winning the Big Ten championship over rival Ohio State. Kirk Cignetti held off tempting head coaching opportunities to stay at the school and work on getting a national championship. In addition to Ohio State, the Hoosiers also got big wins against Oregon, Illinois, and Penn State. Their offense is ranked 4th in the nation, scoring 41.9 points per game. Their quarterback is Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza. The junior threw for nearly 3,000 yards, 33 touchdowns, and also rushed in for 6 scores on the year. He has 2 big targets to throw to with junior Omar Cooper and senior Elijah Surratt. Senior running back Roman Hensby and Kalon Black are their other main rushers on the ground. Indiana's defense is ranked 4th in the nation, and they've only given up 10.8 points per game. Sophomore linebacker Elijah Hardy is their team leader in tackles and sacks, and senior defensive back Louis Moore leads the team in interceptions with 6. Alabama head coach Kalen DeBeer will likely be on the hot seat next season if the Crimson Tide gets smoked badly in this game. Letting Indiana pull out to an early lead like they did against Oklahoma is dangerous, knowing the kind of defense the Hoosiers have. Their only hope to win this game is to try and get Fernando Mendoza to turn the ball over multiple times, which is why I like the Hoosiers to win this game. Smooth's pick, Indiana 31-20. And it's the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Ole Miss, Georgia.
The Bulldogs are favored by 6 points. The rematch ended the same way the first meeting did, with a complete blowout. The Rebels ended Tulane's postseason adventure 41-10. The Green Wave hung around for much of the first half, only down 17-3. But Ole Miss ended any chances of a comeback at the start of the third quarter. Trinidad Chambliss with 282 yards and a touchdown. He also rushed in for two scores. Ole Miss outscored Tulane 24-0 before they finally got their only touchdown of the day. Chambliss was forced to leave the game on the Rebels' last drive after he hit his head on the turf. That's a story to watch out for this week as they take on their SEC rivals, Georgia. Bulldogs were in the same situation last season with a postseason bye, but they were upset by Notre Dame in the quarterfinal of last year's playoff. In that game, Gunnar Stockton replaced the injured Carson Beck, who would later transfer to Miami next year. The junior quarterback threw for nearly 2,700 yards passing, 23 touchdowns, and only allowed 5 picks this season. Stockton also led rushers in touchdowns with 8. Sophomore running back Nate Frazier led the team in rushing with 861 yards and 6 touchdowns on the year. They have a well-balanced receiving core with junior wide receiver Zachariah Branch leading the team in receiving yards and 5 touchdowns. Their offense is ranked in the middle of the pack, scoring 31.9 points per game. Their defense was much better, ranking 12th in yards allowed and only gave up 15.9 points to the opposition. Junior linebacker C.J. Allen leads the team in tackles. Sophomore linebacker Chris Cole leads the team in sacks with 4. And freshman defensive back Ellis Robinson leads the team in interceptions with 7. Georgia head coach Kirby Smart is only 2-2 against the Rebels in his career, and their last meeting was a nail-biter. The Bulldogs were the only team to beat Ole Miss all season, a 48-35 shootout back in mid-October. Lane Kiffin was at the helm as head coach for the Rebels, but he left to go to LSU, and Ole Miss faithful were not happy about it. This game should be more controlled than it was 2 months ago. However, in addition to Chambliss, running back Kawan Lacey was also injured and is listed as questionable. Without those key players, Ole Miss is looking vulnerable. Having said that, I think the Bulldogs will sneak out of the Caesars Superdome with another win over their SEC rivals. Smooth pick, Georgia, 27-21. And that's Smooth's college football picks for the quarterfinals. Join us for our picks for the semifinals next Tuesday, January 6th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, right here on Smooth Jazz and More. You can also listen on the TuneIn Radio app. Download it for free. You can listen on your smartphone, tablet, smart speaker, or any Roku player listening device. If you missed an episode of our broadcast, you can subscribe to the Smooth Jazz and More podcast and not miss a beat. You can do it for free from any of our preferred podcast providers, including Apple, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, or iHeartRadio. Happy New Year, and we'll see you next time.
Happy Holidays from Smooth Jazz and More.